Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
That's right. The Drive is live, and we are live here in Katy. Come on out to Buffalo Wild Wings, and I'm telling you, listen. We got stuff to give people, baby. Not only is it going to be live in here, but we got stuff to hook you up with. Again, I'm gonna break it down to you. You got to listen, but you got to be here to win. All right, Bud Light, we appreciate our good partners of Bud Light and Buffalo Wild Wings to help us put this Thirsty Thursday together. And I'm telling you, I see the bartender over here. She's ready to help people lead themselves into making a bad decision. There's room in here for you to hang out and come kick it with us. So do that. But I'm telling you right now, here's the rundown. First off, you got a chance to win a pair of tickets to the September 15th game. You got a chance to win a pair of tickets to that game against the Bears, the Sunday night football game that is here, the first home game. You got a chance to win a pair of tickets as Bud Light is hooking you up to go to the Bears game. That you will have your chance to get those in the 5 o'clock hour. So make sure you're here. All you got to do is fill out your name and put it in the raffle box that you'll see set up as soon as you walk in. Also, we have a couple of Visa gift cards to hook people up with. You'll be able to get that in the 3 o'clock hour. Same thing, fill your name out and put it in the raffle box. And also in the 4 o'clock hour, listen, we saw it. This was a top-of-the-line cooler. Bud Light is going to hook you up with a really, really nice cooler that you can win in the 4 o'clock hour. So tickets in the 5 o'clock hour, cooler in the 4 o'clock hour, and a couple of Visa gift cards. So four different winners today, Clint. Not to mention the Texans cheerleaders are going to be here from 4 until the end of the show at 6. Texans legend Travis Johnson is going to be here in the 5 o'clock hour. So a lot to get into coming up here today, baby.
Well, look here. By the way, those gift cards, some $25 gift cards that we're giving away, they are gift cards. They're courtesy of Bud Light as well. Bud Light stepping up big time here, without a doubt. We greatly appreciate that. But, look, Travis Johnson, I mean, here's the deal. If you're going to throw a party and you're going
– he's a party.
Yeah, you're going to bring a legend. The one to get in the mix, absolutely, is Travis Johnson. So Trap is going to be here. That's going to be fun. Look, cheerleaders are always fun. They you talking about get the spirit right, get the temp in the room right. for this Texans upcoming game. They damn sure know how to do that, as well as the promo gals. They're here. I see the Bud Light promo gals in the building.
There you go. They hook you up.
And, hey, we got a tight Astros game going right here. And guess what, Ron?
Yeah.
Hey, for all our YouTubers, Twitchers out there, they got us on the big screen, big time.
They do. They do. Yeah,
they got us on the big screen.
That's right. So come on out. And by the way, speaking of that game, the Astros, boy, they had – it was a seven – or in the seventh inning, it was a 0-0 score. And the Astros had their best chance of the game, runners on first and third after Chaz McCormick gets a hit and gets runners on first and third. And then Victor Caratini came up and pinch hit and hit into a double play to end that. And then immediately the Reds come in and Ty France, formerly of the Mariners, hits a home run to give the Reds a 1-0 lead. So we'll keep you posted and updated on that, Clint. But that is the latest update here with the Astros looking to avoid a sweep. We're in the bottom of the seventh. It is 1-0. Reds, they just hit a home run to take a lead here. Hunter Brown continuing to pitch well, and Brian Abreu, to me, he hasn't really been the same since he gave up that home run. Something about him has felt different. He gave up that grand slam in Baltimore. He gives up this home run here. If you remember, in one of the games against the Royals, he gave up a bases clearing double with the bases loaded to give up a lead there. So he's been struggling a bit and continues to get there. Hopefully he can just hold it here at 1-0, Clint.
Well, he just sent one of them Reds walking. He bumped 99 on the radar gun. Let me tell you, it ain't the fastball that's struggling.
No.
Here's the deal, Ron. I just want to tip my cap to you, man. And I guess Tyler probably deserves a little bit of credit as well. You know, when it's all said and done, they're on the verge of getting swept by the Reds. And that really takes the wind out of my sails after four games sweeping the Royals.
Boy, does it.
But you know what I do. All I got to do is look over at my partner. All I got to do is check it out on YouTube. My partner's blonde hair over here will get you right back in that good mood because it'll take you right back to that day when Kansas City got swept by them Astros, y'all.
Take that from what is
I'm just letting you know, man. All of us Astro fans, we greatly appreciate you. After they get swept by the Reds, all we got to do is take a peek at old Ron the Show Ugly.
Hey.
And that's the first time I called you Show in a long time.
It is, boy. It is.
And it just takes you back to that beautiful place of sweeping a team in a four-game series.
Yeah, it does. It does. We're going to have to get on Tyler here in a little bit because Tyler's lock of the week / lock of the month. I think a lot of people lost some money on that, Jack. I know you did it. And I will continue to say what I said yesterday. I thought it was a good bet. 5.5 strikeouts. But, I mean, it couldn't have gone any worse. I mean, he didn't make it out the ninth. I mean, out the first. He didn't. I mean, he didn't strike out one batter. Hmm. I mean, he didn't strike out one batter, and that is that. I mean, if there was a curse, I mean, Tyler put it on him. This is the lock of the month, the week, 5.5 strikeouts, and that's why I said, boy, that's what scares me because you know Vegas be knowing stuff. Spencer Arrighetti's line, by the way, he was able to record 2 outs. 6 hits, 9 earned runs, 3 walks, no strikeouts, and 38 pitches. 23 strikes. Good God Almighty, man. Damn, man, that is.
I got to be completely transparent. Tyler couldn't get my bet in, but I found somebody that could.
Oh, I know you did. And I wouldn't be surprised how good you felt. You may have put more than 100 on.
No.
Stayed at 100.
I mean, when we really think about it, we should have known better, Tyler. I guess I do know because you told us all. You know, every now and then there's a bet that rolls through and you're like, that's too good to be true.
I thought it was a good one.
Somebody in the room probably should have said, you know, that's damn near too good to be true. But no, I didn't. I went ahead and since Tyler couldn't get in, I went the extra mile and got my – I just felt like giving 100 bucks away, y'all. I'm telling you, Tyler's locks were bad for me, man.
I mean, listen, man. And like I said, I believe it was a good bet. The way Spencer Arrighetti was going, I believe it was a good bet. But boy, I mean, it really backfired. All right, hey, That was our baseball talk presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile Switch. That is our baseball talk. Let me get this right here. That is our baseball talk presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile, and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. Hey, we're going to jump out a little early here because we got a really special guest coming up here on the other side. Safety, Jimmy Ward. Jimmy Ward will join the drive. This is the first time we've had a player on the drive in a while. He will join the drive coming up in here in just a bit. And he's an important player, Clint, coming up on Sunday. We've talked about this is one with this run game, everybody's going to be involved. Everybody's going to have to be involved. The back end, the safeties, the front seven, everybody's probably going to have to pay a hand in what it is that they're going to do in this game against the Colts, including Jimmy Ward. So he will join us coming up next, and we'll get his thoughts on everything that's going on with this game coming up on Sunday. Remember, we are live here at the Katy location here, Buffalo Wild Wings. Your chance to win multiple prizes. So get in here right now, sign your name up, and you'll give yourself a chance to win. You got a chance to win tickets to the Bears-Texans game, Sunday Night Football. So stay tuned with that with us. All right, coming up, Jimmy Ward, he'll join us. We'll get his thoughts on the Texans, this defense, and what they got to do against the Colts. That's coming up next right here live on the drive.
It's a Thirsty Thursday with our friends at Bud Light on Sports Radio 610. Live from Buffalo Wild Wings in Katy, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Back as we are live here at Buffalo Wild Wings in Katy. Come on out, come hang out, and your chance to win multiple prizes, including tickets to the Texans home opener against the Bears. You'll get to see our next guest, Jimmy Ward, who joins us. And, Jimmy, we appreciate you jumping on, man. Congratulations, man. You're the first player we've had on this show in over a year, baby. Thank you.
I'm happy to be on. Thank you for having me.
Hey, Jimmy, I want to first say I'm glad you're not in person, because you would have to see this foolishness that I got on top of my head. Jimmy, I lost a bet, and I had to dye my hair blonde.
Blonde look?
As a black man, I look like Wesley Snipes from Demolition Man. Hey, you ain't gotta laugh that hard, Jimmy. Man, calm down. You don't even see me yet. Yeah,
That's a good one, though.
But I look just like him.
Hey, Jimmy, as a white man, I was trying to interject and let you know, paint a picture of this for you. I'm glad Ron did it.
I'm gonna get out in front of it. It's a rough. You wouldn't be able to answer these questions, but you'd be killing me right now. It's a little patchy and everything. My wife did the best she could, but I own up to the bet, though. But Jimmy, man, I just want to first get you, man. How are you feeling, man? I know you had some health issues during last season. How are you feeling health wise as this season gets started?
I feel great. I participated in just about every OTA day and camp day. And just heading to the season, you know, I feel like that's very important when you're able to get those reps, get those mental reps, and pitch your body through that storm. And if you can weather the storm and get you a routine throughout the training camp and OTAs, I feel like you got a good head start.
Jimmy, talk to us a little bit about this year versus last year, man. I know you personally, there's probably not a ton of difference in terms of where you're at in D'Amico's system because you already had the familiarity. But as a team overall, the team's got to be in a much different place, having been in the same system both offensively and defensively, getting a 1 year under your belt in Houston. Kind of this year right now versus last year right now, take us there.
We got a better feel for things. Like, you know, some of the players got a better feel for Miko's style of play, you know, that he coaches. And then, you know, we got a better feel for each other. And just, you know, I just feel like, speaking for, you know, defense side of the ball, guys are flying around, guys are having fun, guys know where to line up. So I feel like a lot of those mental mistakes won't show up as much this year. And we got a lot of guys healthy this year, too.
Jimmy, you played in this league a while. You've been a rookie in this league. You see how this thing works. Did you think the two rookies in your secondary that you all drafted this year would be this far along?
I had no clue. You know, you never know. Oh, sorry about the noise. You never know how things gonna shape up in this league. You know, I just feel like Nick and Miko, they did an awesome job, outstanding job. You know, doing their research, watching film, and you know, because I don't know like what number they was on the draft board, but just being able to like, and when it's their turn to pick those two guys, like I. And they came in and they've been doing their thing and they fit right in the scheme.
Jimmy, I know y'all are confident in what the hell you're doing. That's clear, right? But when you, I just want to let you know, I'm not insinuating that at all. But I want you to take us into the mind of a safety in this D'Amico Ryan system as you get ready to play an offense like Indianapolis. Obviously, you've played against Shane Steichen with Hurts and company, and you the RPO system, run pass option, they're probably going to be one of a handful of teams that are really, really good at what they do in that particular system with the quarterback and the different read game and quarterback plus one run game that Anthony Richardson might be good at. We don't know yet, but might be really good at. As a safety, how is that for you from a workload perspective, from an in-the-moment perspective, and how do you approach that?
You just got to play what you see, great fundamentals, and it's going to be, they got a physicality-style offense, so you got to be able to tackle, run and hit. That's what it's going to come down to, like run and hit. They got some skill set players over there, including that quarterback that, you know, you got to get those guys on the ground and, you know, you got to keep doing it over and over and over and try to limit the mental errors.
Yeah, Jimmy Ward joins us here, safety here for the Texans. They get ready to take on the Colts. And I think that's you know, and I think that's what we've talked about a lot is this run game. Jonathan Taylor, the success that he had in the one game last year against the Texans, and as well as Anthony Richardson in the first game. But that back end is something also you don't want to come up and give up the big play. And I'm sure that's something you guys have been looking at. How important is also covering that back end for you guys coming up on Sunday?
Oh, man, it's very important. If you're supposed to be back, you got to stay back because obviously they're going to run the ball. But, you know, of course they're going to take those shots too. You know, you still got a big wide receiver, 6'2", 6'3", Pitt. I can't remember exactly his height, but you know, I know they want to get him the ball. You know, you got to follow the money, and of course they got a athletic tight end. I feel like he's pretty nice. They obviously gonna try to get him the ball too. I don't, as a rookie slot, I don't know if Downs is going to be playing this year, but this game. But I'm pretty sure the rookie, he has some talent too.
Hey, you mentioned the Colts wide receivers and obviously the Texans and the expectations for this team are through the roof. A lot of that starts with the signing of Diggs and adding him to Nico and Tank and Dalton and Joe Mixon. But in the secondary, you played in the league for a while, whether it's in games or in practice, you've gone against some dudes now. Just your thoughts on how explosive this particular wide receiver group can be from inside the huddle.
It's a trust me, it's a tough look. I don't feel like it gets much better than the group that we're going against. And if it does, I feel like we're well trained, well equipped to be able to go out there and cover anybody. Just because we got to cover these guys every day, and we got to see these guys in OTAs and training camp.
Hey, there's been a lot of talk back and forth between these two teams. I'd say a little bit of talk before these two teams. I know that their linebackers have been talking, Zaire Franklin and EJ Speed. But do you sense this? Do you guys view this as a rivalry-type game between you and the Colts?
Well, it's a division game, so I feel like anybody in a division is a rivalry because it's a must win game. So, you know, if you want to go to the playoffs, you need to win out. You need to win out your division. So I it's my second time hearing that. It's been back and forth talk with, you know, the guys I know at the Colts. They play defense, so I, you know, they haven't been talking smack. They don't really talk that much on social media or through the phone. So that's interesting to keep hearing.
All right, Jimmy, what about just the overall schedule this year? In the media here, we talk a lot about the different – last year was a last-place schedule, and the run to through 17 games and even to get into the playoffs wasn't as difficult as it's going to be this year. Is that something that players in the locker room, even staffs in the locker room, that y'all acknowledge and discuss, or is this a hell no, we're just one game at a time, it don't matter who's up next, that's who we're focused on?
Oh, no, trust me, we might not discuss it. Well, no, a few players mention it, but we might not discuss it. Coaches might not discuss it because, you can't look ahead. You never know how things are going to shape up in the NFL. So it's one game at a time. That's a professional answer. But overall, now you look at that schedule, and it's not a walk in the park. We're going to have to come out here. We're going to have to play ball home. Thursday, Sunday, Monday, even Saturdays when that time comes.
Well, I think you got a Wednesday game, to be honest with you, too.
got a Wednesday game.
You got a Wednesday game. Hey, Jimmy, I want to come off these professional answers real quick. I'm just curious. You just talked about the schedule. If there's one game that Jimmy Ward circled, if there's one game that you want to play, this schedule is loaded, what's the one game you circled at the beginning of the year?
We got so many of them. Like, it's hard to say one because the amount of playoff teams, playoff caliber teams that we playing is, I could circle Baltimore. I can circle Chiefs. I could circle the Colts. Like, I could circle Jackson. It's like that each of these teams, they got a lot of studs on their team. So you just don't know what's going to happen. But of course, Chiefs, they're the defending champs. So, of course, I'm going to circle that game. If I got to give you one.
All right. I thought y'all would get y'all hands on Baltimore. I thought y'all had something to give to Baltimore. But we'll see that, man. Jimmy, appreciate your time, man, and good luck on Sunday.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
All right. That's Jimmy Ward joining us here on The Drive. And look, man, as he said, man, we've been talking hard about the run game, but obviously for him, like the worst thing is run, and then bam, you're thinking run, and then you potentially give up a big play.
Yeah, I think that this is I'm assuming that Anthony Richardson is more. Let's say further along in this Colts Steichen offense than what he was last year. Let's say he's not playing like a rookie. He's ready to take this offense over. If that is the case, this is one of the biggest, most difficult challenges. I'm talking schematically that they're going to face all year long in terms of the different ways that this offense can attack with this quarterback, with this play caller. This is going to be the most difficult challenge that the Texans are going to face on their schedule. And they got them twice.
It's the most difficult challenge they're going to face on the schedule?
Yeah, potentially. Assuming their quarterback is up to par and playing in this system like a second-year quarterback should be playing in this system, yes. I think when it comes – schematically, I'm not talking about Pat Mahomes. I'm not talking about Lamar's athletic ability. I'm talking about schematically. You've got to be on your P's and Q's across the board. You've got to be able to defend every potential scheme that the 2024 game of football has. And they've got explosive athletes running it. So this is potential. It's potential now because we hadn't seen it. I have no idea what the hell Indy's going to look like. But, yeah, I mean, from D'Amico's perspective, from this defense, having to defend so many different, approaches, yeah, I think this isn't just, hey, we got to stop the run with the downhill running back and then we got a guy that can spin it all over the park, so we got to be good in coverage. No, this is a different animal. Yeah. And I think if it's ran right, we saw it with Jalen Hurts a couple years ago make the run to the Super Bowl. If it's ran right with the right guy pulling the trigger, then it is a monster to stop schematically. So we'll see.
I had a sneaky feeling, Clint, that he would name the two teams that are playing football tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I had a sneaky feeling he would say that he would circle the Chiefs, the champs, and the team that got him twice last year and put him out of the playoffs, the Ravens. They play tonight, man. You ready? You ready for a little?
Hell yeah, I'm ready.
A little, this
dig into it. Thursday night football, baby.
This is listen. I I think any point of the schedule, this would be appointment TV, especially to open up the season. But these are two Super Bowl contenders, two quarterbacks that have won multiple MVPs, two teams and fan bases that have high expectations. This is a big one tonight, an exciting one tonight. I can't wait to see how these two teams look, because even though we've seen these teams a lot, I don't know what the Ravens look like with Derrick Henry. I don't know now what the Chiefs kind of look like with the changes there they've made in their offense as well. So this is going to be a real fun, intriguing matchup.
Oh, look, I think it's a monster, Ron. I think when you look at the Kansas City Chiefs, they are always one of the better teams. And I'm just talking about from an NFL, from a football guy's perspective. I'm not even talking about from a Chiefs fan's perspective. Just if you get a chance to sit and watch Pat Mahomes and what they've accomplished, Andy Reid and his play calling, Travis Kelce and the way that he plays the tight end position. Defensively, they were tremendous last year. So any facet of the game, the Chiefs, and by the way, they're champions. So at the end of the day, that is, I mean, A-plus viewing for any football fan whatsoever. And then you just look at Baltimore, man, and Baltimore, it's fascinating. It always starts with the quarterback. Lamar Jackson is the king of the regular season. Can he carry it into the playoffs?
We got a couple of king of the regular seasons. I think they get that mantra.
Yeah,
I think Dak gets it.
Yeah, yeah. There's a couple of them.
Josh Allen gets it.
Yeah, and look, Lamar versus Pat. You know, does Lamar really need this win versus Pat this early in the season?
I think the Ravens are full of it. They keep saying they don't like. Hey, it's just a regular game. I've heard Lamar say that a few times. I think this should be a really important game to the Ravens. I think they need to, I think, mentally get there. I mean, they've played this team five times. They've only won once, right? I think mentally they need to beat this team and play this team. So that, like, I don't believe the Ravens when they say, oh, no, it ain't that big of a deal. It's just the first game. It's just one. No, this is a serious game, just like when the Texans play the Ravens. I think when the Texans play the Ravens, that's a team that they gotta get some confidence and beat, because now you start rolling into maybe this is a mental thing.
Well, you're talking about one seeds, you're talking about buys, you're
all
talking about
too.
Home field advantage. These are the caliber teams that they should be thinking about.
By the way, buy. One. Yeah, there's always one. Yeah, and even a bigger deal for it.
So. Yeah, so this is a big ass game. You know, Derrick Henry being introduced as a Baltimore Raven. I mean, you're talking about Derrick, like on the outside looking in, you know, Derrick Henry's decision to go with Baltimore is it looks tremendous. I mean, you go from one team that literally rode Derrick Henry to victories and game plan identity wise, it's all they did, and he goes to another team that is at least as physical and has the same approach of we're just going to beat down defensive fronts and we're going to run the football. So it should be a perfect fit, but is it? Does he have any tread left on the tire? He's an older running back that's got a lot of mileage. This tonight is just appointment television, Ron. This is big time. We hadn't even got to the improved weapons, possibly, you know, the just across the board, as you mentioned, the Kansas City Chiefs and some receivers with one of them happened to have some Texas roots here. They're coming from the, you know, Xavier Worthy coming out of Texas.
Speed to see what they do with that.
Yeah, man, it's fascinating. This is I don't get real jazzed up typically about just random Thursday night games. I'll be honest with you, Chiefs Detroit last year was a good watch, but it wasn't one of those where I was like, damn, I got to see this. I got to see
this
every minute of it.
You got to get home.
This is one I got to see every minute of it. I mean, and that's just the football fan in me talking. I'm not hate watching the Chiefs. I'm not hate watching the Ravens. Nothing wrong if you are. I'm not judging anybody. But I'm just watching it because it is beautiful football, man.
I'm trying to figure a way to get this football practice canceled tonight. I think we're going to make it. So.
Yeah.
My son's got to practice.
Better DVR it.
Get
Courtney to attend.
I'm kind of coaching.
Tell her to put a blonde wig on and
shut up. Cut it down. Yeah. Damn, boy. I'm just sitting there thinking, boy, if I can get this practice canceled, I'm gonna be in there just watching it on my phone. Just giving them. I'm gonna try to get them O linemen, them D linemen a little help. I'm trying to get that thing, but yeah, I'm trying to get that thing canceled coming up.
But no, a big one here. By the way, the Astros, just to let you know, they are in the bottom of the ninth, trailing 1-0. And our guy, John Singleton, he thought he had one gone. I thought it was when it first left his bat. He bat flipped that sucker to the warning track. I mean, and that thing stopped.
He does that every once in a while, doesn't he?
No, I thought he had a good shot to do it. I thought this one was gone.
I do think he does it about every 3 weeks, though.
I think he's just doing it about every swing now. Anything in the air, he's getting it. I mean, just in case. We've seen pop-ups in the infield where
he throws that bat down with authority.
Yeah, he lets it roll.
He'll bat flip with disgust.
You think it's disgust?
I mean, clearly, sometimes it is. You said he had on pop-up in the infield.
Yeah, but I don't know if it's a disgust. I think he enjoys it. I think he just wants to do it. Yeah, so, the Astros are trying to avoid a sweep. They're down to their final strike, final out right now in Cincinnati as they trail 1-0. All right, coming up as we'll continue here, we'll update you on what happens here. Hopefully the Astros and can find a way to get this thing tied and get a lead. We'll talk about one of the big things that that seems to be concerning D'Amico and the Texans. It's been brought up a couple of times. We'll discuss that as well. Even Jimmy Ward just brought it up. We just spoke with him. And our predictions on this NFL season coming up next right here live on The Drive.
It's a Thirsty Thursday with our friends at Bud Light on Sports Radio 610. Live from Buffalo Wild Wings and Katy, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
And he goes down on strikes here, and a frustrating series in Cincinnati comes to a close with the Reds winning their ninth consecutive game against the Astros. A 1-0 shutout, Cincinnati's fifth shutout of the season, second lowest total in Major League Baseball. But Rhett Lauder, Tony Santion, and Alexis Diaz combine on a four-hit shutout today.
All right, there you heard it from Todd Callis and Jeff Bagwell. On the call, the Astros aren't able to get that game tied up, and they lose 1-0, as just heard there, and that is a sweep after.
It's not ideal.
It's not. It's not after being on a nice roll there, and sweeping through the Royals over the weekend. They dropped three in a row to the Reds, and it wasn't the pitching tonight. Yesterday. Tyler Spencer Arrighetti struggled mightily and didn't really give the team a chance after 9 runs in 38 pitches.
Yeah, getting 2 outs and giving up 9 runs just ain't going to do it most of the time.
How many times y'all going to remind us of that?
I'm just saying, yesterday the pitching didn't give me a chance. Today the pitching gave me a chance.
We heard you the first time about Arrighetti.
Well, you're saying it. I mean, you stood in there. Let me set it up here.
I mean, when it's something that bad, Clint, you got to talk about it almost.
I'm just trying to set it up for today. Today it wasn't a pitching.
I think we should avoid it.
O'Hunt went 6 innings, 6 strikeouts, no runs in this pitcher duel. And
Hunter has got that swag back.
Yeah, Brian Abreu gives up a home run to tie France, and that's all that the Reds needed, 1-0. And Clint, they get swept through here in Cincinnati, a rough series in a lot of different ways. But they still remain up here on the Mariners. The Mariners are going to get started here in a little bit, see if they can try to avoid making, or at least the Astros, hoping they don't make up more ground on them. But tough one here, man. Tough series here after you were playing so well at home over this past weekend.
Yeah, look, to me, I'm less worried about Spencer Arrighetti or the bats today and more concerned with just laying an egg after playing so well against the Royals and just laying an egg over a 3-game span, laying an egg when, again, you're trying to create a little bit of distance, which I don't even know where it's at in the division. I know it was at 6 games when we started this thing. I don't know where it's at.
I think it's 4.5.
I don't know where it's at right now. But you know, you got an opportunity. Like right now, it's a beautiful place to be in with the Astros because you got an opportunity right now to separate yourself enough to where the Rangers, who are playing good baseball, seem to be playing good baseball all of a sudden, and the Mariners, if they turn it on like they have a couple of different times this year, where it's really a non-factor. The Astros have an opportunity to take it completely out of the hands of anybody in this division and just kind of coast home, and then you go drop 3 to the Reds. That's a tough look, no doubt.
No, yeah, it is. And I feel bad because I feel like Jeff Bagwell's going to wear this.
Think old Bags is going to wear this one?
Yeah, Tyler Bags was on the call for all three of these games, wasn't he?
Yeah, old Blummer had some time off.
God, Jeff Bagwell on all three games that get swept through. This is just going to get added to his Jose Abreu situation, all of that.
Off the glove of Abreu.
Don't forget about Montero.
Rafael Montero, as I was going to say, and now they lose three straight with him on the call. God, dog, man. It ain't your fault, man. They just played poorly. It ain't your fault, Jeff. It ain't your fault. I'm sure that I see people already on YouTube and Twitch. Get Bagwell up out of here.
It's not your fault.
It's not, man.
What movie? Why can't I think of that movie right now?
We talked about that on Monday, Ron, when you were out. I just don't remember Bagwell. Maybe it's because I'm a fan of Bagwell, and obviously the Strohs, but Bagwell in particular. I don't remember the hate being. We were just discussed. Is this all Abreu driven? Like, was it similar to this before? Did people just when he was on the call? Did people not like it, or did they view it as, hey, man, this is one of our all time greats?
I heard people saying. Tell me if I'm wrong, Tyler. I heard people saying prior to what has happened here lately that they love Bagwell on the call.
Oh, I will tell y'all right now, peeling back the curtain, carpet, whatever you want to call it. Last night, listening and watching that Strohs game, I was watching with Bajani up here at the station, and I told him, man, I used to thoroughly enjoy Jeff Bagwell as a commentator in the booth, year or two ago, and now I find myself just getting irritated when I hear his voice. It's completely flip-flopped, and I'm sure the Abreu stuff and the GM stuff and all that goes into it, but I hear him now, and he just sounds like arrogant, know-it-all, nose up, and I'm like, man, just get Blummer back in here.
Yeah, the positivity doesn't come well when it's coming from him. Oh, they'll be fine. It'll be good. They'll be all right. They'll be good. See? Told you.
I can understand not being as much of a fan, but like Tyler said, get him out of here? I mean, that's
– I was being a little extreme there. It's not that bad. I used to love him, and now it just irritates me.
I've seen it. I've seen it. They're blaming the losses on him.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
It's wild. But nonetheless, here we sit.
That's all right.
Even with Bagwell's mistakes, seven straight LCSs, and with a nice little lead in the division.
Text line, bad luck Bagwell.
Bad luck Bagwell. This is great. It's getting better. He's getting nicknames.
Bagwell on the call is terrible.
Well, he's got good stuff sometimes. It's just now it seems so displaced or arrogant and like.
Blum's out there. Blum's out there feeling good. Yeah, you miss me, don't you?
Just looking at him through a little different lens now, that's all.
He is. All right.
Not quite as sexy through that GM lens.
Yeah. Yeah, Tyler, spark me up a little NFL music. Hey. Give me a little NFL music when you get a chance. Because I think we got to do this. The season kicks off tonight as the Chiefs and the Ravens get going tonight. And we got to do our predictions. Usually I am the closest. I picked the champion last year. My MVP that I picked was second in the voting in Dak Prescott. Clint went with Aaron Rodgers last year. We know how that worked out. Four snaps and he's out. Tyler, I believe, had Josh Allen last year. So, we have fun with this thing. Let's do our picks. Let's start from the lowest, all right? Who is your and Tyler, I'll kick it off with you. Who is your defensive MVP? Who do you think is going to win the defensive player of the year voting?
Well, it's one of few things I can think of out of Texas A&M right now that doesn't infuriate me. I'm going with Myles Garrett.
Myles Garrett, okay.
He's had 14 sacks last season, and the two seasons each before that, he had 16 sacks. The dude just gets it done in the pass rush. I think he'll continue to do that, being the freak he is this season.
I'm going pass rusher too, Clint. I really like the Lions this year, and I think Aiden Hutchinson has a really good outside chance to jump up. I want to say Micah Parsons, but I think people are getting annoyed and tired with him. He's finished top three all 3 years he's been in the league. But I'm going to go with Aiden Hutchinson as being the obvious number one defensive player for the Lions.
I'll go T.J. Watt. I mean, if he's healthy and he's playing, he's in the conversation, so I feel good about the pick. And I think it'd be beautiful.
If Tyler would have gone with Max Crosby, we could have had all-white pass rushers.
I thought very seriously about it.
Damn it, Tyler. We could have had all-white pass rushers if Tyler would have gone with with him. All right, MVP.
Damn.
Clint, who you rolling with MVP?
I'm sticking to my guns, man.
Oh, stop.
I'm trying again this year. Aaron Rodgers.
Stop it.
I'm going Aaron Rodgers. I think with the usual suspects, there's a lot of fatigue, man.
When I came out of the darkness,
so he gets his fifth.
There's a
it's
lot
the usual
of
usual. He's won four of them.
No. Yeah, but I'm talking about the recent ones. I'm talking about like Lamar Jackson. I'm talking I think there's a story behind Aaron Rodgers. When you
there is a story.
There's if he plays well, he is going to get all of the credit with the Jets. The Jets have a 13-year playoff drought right now. They were 7-10 last year. More importantly, they were dysfunctional as hell. Last year, if you watched Hard Knocks, he's standing on the sidelines with a busted up Achilles, telling the head coach, "Hey man, chill out, just relax a little bit. It's the first quarter, man, just chill out." So I just think the other guys that are in the conversation, they're already winning Super Bowls, they're already winning with their team, winning MVPs, they're winning 12 or 13 games. It's going to be the same old with the same team. If Aaron Rodgers plays well and the Jets are in the conversation, he is going to get a ton of credit and a ton of love. And so I'm going to ride Aaron Rodgers.
All right, you said story. I'm going to go with story, too. I'm going to go with a guy that's been in the top five in the last several years. I'm going to go with Josh Allen. Josh Allen has the story with, I've lost Diggs. He's lost weapons. They've got rookies coming in. And if they play well, and if the Bills are in contention, if they win that division, which I think they've got a really good shot to do, I think Josh Allen will get a lot of credit and a lot of praise because of everything he's lost, right? And I think sometimes when people view that you're doing more with less, I think Patrick Mahomes won his MVP the year, one of his MVPs the year he lost Tyreek Hill. I think this is a potential similar situation with Josh Allen. I think he's been one of the best quarterbacks in the game all year, and now people think he's doing it with less. So I'm gonna go with Josh Allen. Who you got, Tyler?
I'm going with Joey Burrow. I'm going with your twin, Ron. I'm going with Joey Burrow and his new blonde hair. I think he'll stay healthy this year. I really like Joey Burrow. Has nothing to do with Joey Burrow being on both of my fantasy football teams. Nothing to do with that. But Joey Burrow is where I'm going for this year's MVP.
All right, he's not my twin. His blonde, I think, looks a little bit better than mine. He's giving more of an effort with his blonde. But Joe Burrow, he said, "Hey, I'm ready to roll. I'm ready to go this year." All right, Super Bowl matchups. My Super Bowl matchups, I'm going to stick with the champs until they're dethroned and they got better than they were last year. I think their roster overall is better. I'll go with the Chiefs. And then
I think everybody's
darling, the Detroit Lions. I like the Chiefs and the Lions in the Super Bowl. The Lions almost got there last year. I think they learned a lot from last year. I like the Chiefs and Lions to be in New Orleans. Go ahead, Clint.
I'm going to ride that Rodgers horse.
I figured if you had him as your MVP,
Go, hey, go flip the TV on or pick a radio station. The Lions and the Chiefs are everybody's pick. I just can't.
The sense of humor that the universe has.
Can't go with the status quo, man. I'm going to ride the Jets, and I'm going to make a little story out of it. The Jets and the Packers.
I almost went with Green Bay. I like the Packers a lot, too.
Jets and the Packers. There's going to be a hell of a storyline there, obviously, with Love and Rodgers and – I do think that those two teams, assuming Rodgers stays healthy, that's a big assumption. I do think that those two teams have the dudes to make that kind of run, and we'll see. But I like the storyline. I'm gonna ride my MVP.
All right, I got the Chiefs winning it three in a row. Who's your winner?
Jets.
You got
my MVP, Chief.
MVP. You got the Jets. All right, Tyler. Bring it home. What's your Super Bowl and who's your winner?
The last one standing. Get ready. Prepare yourselves, Houston. I'm putting down my pain of the past, man. I'm believing. I'm putting down all the hurt I've had with this squad.
Let them
Houston.
Come on.
Your Houston Texans are going to the Super Bowl representing the AFC. I'm like Ron. Lions representing the NFC. And unfortunately, although it will be exciting, and C.J. Stroud in only year two, D'Amico in only year two, they will reach that grand stage of a Super Bowl. They will fall short. They'll learn some lessons. Dan Campbell and the Lions win the Super Bowl this year.
That would be a lot of fun. My man right here, he didn't even know what to do with himself when he heard him. He just did a soft clap like he wasn't even ready.
Yeah, man,
even,
we got to start getting past our hurt and our pain and really start believing, man. This is a squad.
Believe. Why not, man?
Tyler teed up Texans Nation to pick an Aggie to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Someone texted in, nobody's got the Niners. I feel like their window might be closing here on this.
We're not saying they're not going to be in the playoffs and be a real contender. I mean, all we did was talk winner and matchup.
Yeah. Yeah, they've been there. I think they're probably thought to be the favorite out of the NFC right now.
Well, I mean, the Lions, the Eagles, the 49ers. I mean, same thing in the AFC. You start talking about the Chiefs and the Ravens, and you know, there's the I guess the Bengals are up there again. I mean, those are it's not just because you didn't pick them, don't mean they're not going to make a run.
All right, coming up live, remember, 3 o'clock hour, this is the first chance for you to win. So get in here as we are live here at the Buffalo Wild Wings here in Katy. Make your way here again, 3 o'clock hour, the first chance for you to win. We'll be hooking people up, not we, Bud Light will be hooking people up with a couple of $25 gift cards. So get on out here, sign your name, put it in the raffle box, and your chance to win coming up in the 3 o'clock hour. We'll get you completely updated on what happened in Cincinnati. Unfortunately, the Astros weren't able to salvage a win. They get swept in Cincinnati. Obviously, we'll get on this big game as the NFL season starts tonight and catch you up on some Texans injuries as they head into this matchup against the Colts. All of that as we continue live right here.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You're on the drive.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.